Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association held its first football state championships in 1972. And this week, the OHSAA will once again crown champions, this time at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. A total of 710 schools began the season back in July, and now 14 have advanced to play in the final weekend of the season. Welcome to this week's edition, the championship edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister. Thank you for being with us over the next 30 minutes as we get you ready for seven championship games this weekend in Canton. In this week's show, we'll visit with broadcasters who will call the championship games for Spectrum and the OHSAA Radio Network to get their thoughts on what they will have seen in preparation for their matchups. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister. Coming up, of course, this week, the culmination of the high school football season in Ohio, the 2025 state championship games at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. We will have complete coverage for you, not only on Spectrum News One, but also on the OHSAA Radio Network. And I thought it would be a good idea, as we look ahead to the state championship games, to get the thoughts from some of the individuals who will be part of the broadcast of all of the games coming up, not only on the OHSAA Radio Network, but also on Spectrum Television. Earlier this week, we had a chance to sit down with those broadcasters. We hear from the likes of Todd Bell, Ryan Cavanaugh, Aaron Cassidy, Tim Bray, Ryan Baker, Chris Solwecki, and David Wilson. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of high school football, so let's get things started. As we continue along on the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show, always one of the highlights each and every year when we do these programs is a chance to have our roundtable discussion with the broadcasters who will be a part of the coverage of the state football championships on both the OHSAA Radio Network and as well our partners from Spectrum Television. We're pleased to have with us here on this opening segment of our discussion from the OHSAA Radio Network, we have Chris Solwecki from the OHSAA Radio Network, and from Spectrum Television, we have Ryan Cavanaugh from Spectrum Television, Tim Bray, and from the OHSAA Radio Network, we have Ryan Baker with us. Guys, good to see you. I know we're all excited about this. And, Baker, let me start with you. The excitement level of being a part of a championship week, the broadcast, I know certainly the teams are excited, but this is an exciting thing for a broadcaster, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. It's one of my it might be my favorite weekend of the year. Quite frankly, I'm actually lucky enough to be part of all seven games in some form or fashion with the OHSAA radio network. And very excited this year. I'll get to call D7. I'm going to do color for D4. But this is, I mean, high school sports is the purest form of sport, right? And seeing these kids at the pinnacle and seeing these kids winning a championship, the jubilation of that, and then also for some of these kids, the realization that this is the last time they're ever going to step on a football field. It just doesn't get any better than this weekend up in Canton.
Tim Bray from Spectrum Television, he's covered many, many of these state championship games over the years. And Tim, I know these things never get old, certainly from a coach, from a player standpoint, but they never get old for a broadcaster, do they?
They do not. And you think about how all of these teams are just so crazily excited about being in Canton and seeing the Hall of Fame and playing at Tom Benson. And the thing that is amazing to me, though, is just these are all athletes that are, you know, freshmen to seniors in high school. This may be their swan song. This could, and for a lot of them, this is their Super Bowl. And so that's an exciting time for everybody. And for me, it's just the pinnacle of high school sports, whether it be the football tournament or the basketball tournament.
Ryan Cavanaugh will be covering the games for both Spectrum and for the OHSA radio network. And Ryan, I know the enthusiasm that we all feel about this is something you certainly bring to every one of the broadcasts that you're a part of. And I think that's one of the things that makes this so special. We feel what I think, to a certain perspective, I think, what the players, what the communities, as Tim was mentioning, what they all feel. It's a special thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Marty, you and I have had private conversations, and one thing I always say is, if I'm not excited for the game, why should any of the viewers be? But now you bring all this extra juice. Think about it. Everything the guys just said on Thursday night, which doesn't happen unless, you know, it's on ESPN, it's college football, the Division II, who always brings it, is going to play a game. And then Friday, you get three in a row. Saturday, you get three in a row. There's nothing like it anywhere else, not just the three in a row, but all of them in the same place back to back to back. So for me, yeah, I always like to bring the juice because it's very organic. I get so excited for the kids. And then you get around the communities and you see the people. And I always go down on the field, walk around, walk up through the concourse, see the people from the different communities. And I am like this the whole time, Marty. I am smiling from ear to ear, and I'm like, let's go. This is what it's all about.
Chris Solwecki will be patrolling the sidelines for us for a number of the broadcasts coming up this weekend on the OHSA radio network. And Chris, I can relate from a former sideline reporter standpoint what it's like to be down on the field close to the game and right in the middle of, I mean, you've been through snow, you've been through rain, you've been through a little bit of everything. Oh, yeah. Down on the sidelines, but you had a chance also to talk to some high caliber, some former Hall of Famers. That's a thrilling part of this, isn't it?
It is. It's thrilling for me, certainly. You got to think it's thrilling for all the kids as well. You get a chance to hear from a guy like Anthony Munoz or Warren Moon or some of the NFL greats that get to spend the weekend up in Canton with these student athletes. It's just an incredible experience. And it's, I remember 2-3 years ago walking over to the Cleveland Glenville side. And there's a former Ohio State player helping coach. And I'm just looking and saying, I've never been as close to a guy like this as I am right now. So you think when those 15, 16, 17-year-old kids get a chance to experience that, it's just absolutely amazing for them. It's a weekend to remember, whether they get to go every year or whether they go once in a lifetime. It is really a special time up in Canton.
Well, the reason that we're all going to be there is because of the teams that will be there, and the games would go on whether we're there or not. But let's start and break down some of these games. Let me get some thoughts from you guys. Let's look back. This is the first year of the reduction into the playoff field from 16 per region down to 12. And Ryan, let me start with you, Ryan Baker in Central Ohio, which has been and is being well represented this year in the state championships. What was the feel you got from coaches on the reduction from 16 to 12?
I think most of the coaches liked it, and it was needed, especially in Division I, because before you were having every team basically get into the playoffs, and that's just not what you want. And I even broke down the numbers. I wish I would have put them. I wish I would have had them in front of me right now. But I went through the numbers, and I believe there was only because the playoffs used to be 8, and then it went to all of the 16, and then it back to 12 now this year. I believe there were only 2 seeds worse than an 8 seed. We had 1 8 seed, we had 1 9 seed, and we had 1 11 seed that made it to regional championship games this year. It was very top heavy. I think 21 or 22 of the number 1 seeds made it to regional championship weekend. So the numbers prove that you don't need the expanded playoffs, and I think most of the coaches appreciate that too.
Tim Bray, let me ask you that same question from the football high school hotbed that is Southwest Ohio and Cincinnati. What was the reaction there of going from 16 to 12?
I talked to a lot of the different coaches, and some of them did not like it, and they did not like the bye week at all. They felt like that just upset the entire season. And, I mean, I was talking to Steve Speck about it, and he had some pretty strong feelings. Of course, he's the head coach at St. Xavier. Mm-hmm. And so others liked it. They wanted to get healthy. I think that was the big thing. But there's no doubt that there is mixed emotions throughout the coaching communities about going from 16 teams down to 12. Heck, Steve Speck said, let's just go play with four.
Yeah, there were some that said that as well, too, kind of the quote-unquote old-school type thoughts that would love to have gone back to four. Ryan Cavanaugh, I'll throw the same question your way again. We talk about football hotbeds, high school football in Northeast Ohio right now. What was the general reaction you got up there?
Well, I think it's important that I start where Tim left off. The only teams clamoring for four in each region are those in the top four of that region. Okay. The general sense is still, and I'm not a negative person by nature, but it's still a week too long. And that's the problem, is when you end up having high school kids play 16 weeks, if you're a Kirtland, for example, which we talk about, and Marion Local, who's not going to be there, but you know, there's some familiar people, 16 weeks running into basketball season and going back to back, that's a long time for these kids to be playing football.
Chris Solwicki, same question from games you covered throughout North Central Ohio this year. Was that kind of a similar reaction?
The one thing I will say, though, from a fan perspective, I talked to a lot of fans. I talked to a lot of people throughout the state as I was doing games. They all love the fact that teams get to host one more week than they used to get to host. They love the fact that they don't have to travel to a neutral site, which sometimes is 2 hours, 3 hours away from home. It's not ideal. The OHSAA does their best, but being able to play at home was a huge boon to an awful lot of fans. And I think probably, especially to smaller schools where the travel can become a challenge, I think this has been a huge win from that perspective.
A lot of great games coming up this week, the 7 state championship games. Let me go back to Tim Bray down in Cincinnati. You had the opportunity a couple of weeks back, Tim, to be part of the broadcast for a game that got, I mean, I think it got national attention. That was the St. X Elder game, which was moved to Paycor Stadium, and St. X won it on its way to going to Canton for the state championship. What was that evening like at Paycor?
Yeah, it was incredible, Marty. And you think about how epic two teams like Elder and St. X would. I mean, I was told that game went to 42 countries and every state in the union. That's how the alumni bases are for both of those schools. Plus, there was 23,000 people at Paycor. The lower bowl was filled, and they had just a tremendous game between the two of them.
Ryan Baker, Ryan Cavanaugh, Chris Solwicki, Tim Bray. Gentlemen, thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Marty.
You're the best.
And again, my thanks to Tim Bray, Ryan Baker, Ryan Cavanaugh, and Chris Solwicki, all part of the broadcast coming up of the state championship games. When we come back on this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show, we will spend some time with Todd Bell, David Wilson, and Aaron Cassidy. They also are part of our broadcast coverage, and we will hear from those individuals when we come back. But first, let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from more broadcasters who'll call the games coming up. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
What is the purpose of high school sports?
Ask yourself that question when you take your seat in the bleachers.
The competition can be intense.
But there's more to high school sports than what you see from the stands.
High school sports teach leadership, discipline, and sportsmanship.
And how to put the team before myself.
How to handle adversity.
How to get my work done during school.
Before I put on my uniform after school. When the game begins, everyone wants to win.
Let's not forget, high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses.
Now, more than ever, we need to protect the purpose of high school sports.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association is committed to protecting the purpose of high school sports.
Because high school sports aren't just extracurricular.
They're extra important. Let's educate through sports.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
We continue along with our roundtable discussion on the state football championships here on the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. We welcome you back. I'm Marty Bannister. On this segment of the program, we'll spend some time, again, with some broadcasters who'll be part of the coverage of the state football championships at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Visiting with us in this part of our program, we have Todd Bell from Spectrum Sports and the OHSA Radio Network, David Wilson from the OHSA Radio Network, and as well, Aaron Cassidy from the OHSA Radio Network. Gentlemen, good to see all of you. And David, let me start with you first of all. A lot of attention going into this football season about the reduction of 16 teams down to 12 in the regions. You covered a lot of high school football this season. What was the overall reaction from coaches around the state of Ohio?
I think generally it was pretty well received. I think, there might have been, kind of a dual attitude that, it's good on one hand for a lot of teams to have a chance to play in the state tournament. On the other hand, I think there was certainly a camp that felt that the expansion to 16 in each region was a little overkill and maybe not all of those teams deserved to be there. So I think this kind of struck a happy medium. And to me, I kind of like the bye situation because I just like the concept of rewarding a team for a great performance. And so those top four teams in the region, got the reward of the bye week, which, provided a little respite, some rehab from injuries and so forth. So I think that was a nice incentive and, well earned by those teams. So I think this kind of hits right in the sweet spot, in my opinion, as far as the number of teams and kind of how it's set up.
Todd Bell, I'll ask you the same question. And that was one of the concerns. Well, maybe concerns, not the right word to use, but one of the thoughts I think people used last year's college football playoff as kind of a barometer to see with those four teams per region getting a bye. But I think for most of the playoffs, Todd, that really didn't affect the regional play, did it?
No, it didn't. And it was interesting to talk about the byes because we spoke with a couple of different coaches in the first round of the playoffs and the second round of the playoffs. My question was, how are you going to approach it? Because an off week in high school is typically not normal. It happens sometimes. But we talked with one coach who didn't play in week 10 and his week 11. He was ecstatic that he had the week off. As David said, injuries were a problem for that team. So to get some of those players back that he might not have had in a round one matchup. And then we talked to another coach who said, well, we kept it as normal as possible, but it was hard to keep that same intensity during Monday through Thursday practices, knowing you didn't actually have a game on Friday. So I think for a lot of coaches, it was a kind of get the feel for it, probably calling around, asking other peers, hey, how do we handle this in this bye week scenario? And like you said, it didn't seem to affect too many of the teams that had a bye. There, of course, were some teams that lost. But I think typically, as David said, you reward teams for their play during the regular season. And I think they were the better team, so most of them won in the after having that bye.
Aaron Cassidy, we welcome you into the conversation. I'll throw the same question at you. What was the reaction from coaches you talked to?
Yeah, I had the same thing where Todd was talking that, you know, some of the coaches were a little bit nervous, I think, at first. And then I think once they got into the game, when I talked to them in the post game, they were kind of like, oh, this is maybe a good thing to get this little bit of a bye going on. I think it was nervous for most coaches that I talked to early on who had not played in that first week. And personally, I think I like it, the current setup right now. I think 16 was way too many. And then I think I heard that echoed through coaches as well. Even some of the coaches I knew who were not going to make it, or they were going to be a bubble team with the 12 teams, they were all about, you know what, that's fine. We feel like we earn it more with the 12 teams.
All right, guys, let's throw out another topic here that I think gets a lot of attention this time of year, and that's the fact that the games are played at Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. And I think we've all had this discussion amongst ourselves at one time or another, and Todd, I'll start with you on this, you being a Northeast Ohio guy, that this is the Hall of Fame Stadium, the Hall of Fame complex, I think fits what the OHSAA needs perhaps better than any stadium or complex in the state of Ohio. And I know a lot of people always say, well, it needs to be centrally located, it needs to be played in Ohio Stadium, or it needs to be played in a facility like that. But this, I think, seems to work and cover all the bases.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, as you said, being a Northeast Ohio guy, Hall of Fame is roughly about 25 minutes from where I grew up. And when the state first moved the finals to what was old Fawcett Stadium and Paul Brown Tiger Stadium in Massillon and split up the six divisions playing three in each, that region really embraced having those state championships there. When they went away and was at Ohio Stadium, yes, it was great. It was great for the players to be able to play at Ohio State and all of that. But as we know, the atmosphere in there, it was a little tough. With the evolution of Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, Hall of Fame Village, all of that, that now lends to the fans, where you've got places to eat, you've got a hotel right there now. Of course, you can go to the Hall of Fame. Everything that the teams are allowed to do while they're there, the opportunity to go through the Hall of Fame, if so be it. It's great for that region. It's the birthplace of football, and I love having it there. The neutrality of it, I think we've got to get way past that. It's 2025. These kids in all their different sports are used to traveling and playing away from home, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, it doesn't matter. And I think it really doesn't matter when it comes to the high school football championships.
And David Wilson, following off of Todd's point right there, I think that's what really kind of sums that up. I think I've referenced this story to all of you guys at one point or another. But Dave, I had a high school football coach tell me one time, I've never heard of a team give the trophy back because of where they won it. And I think that's a pretty good way of summing this up.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, these are high school kids. They'll go anywhere to play. They're excited. It wouldn't matter where the game is. We don't really have this discussion about basketball. That's way down in Dayton. Other sports play in different places. It's a great setup, great facility. And I think Todd hit on the key point, and that is the people in Stark County want the games there. And when you have an enthusiastic business partner, that's going to, you know, set you up for success. And it is a developing, complex there. It's just going to get better and better over time. And certainly, you know, they need more events there than just the annual Hall of Fame game. So, you know, having seven high school championship games there, I think, is great for, you know, a great use of that facility. The fans like it. It's a great fan-friendly venue. And it is the perfect size. And I enjoyed the games down at Ohio Stadium. It was a real thrill to sit there and call games. But, you know, it is cavernous when you have, you know, even a great crowd by state championship standards, 10 or 15,000, it still feels completely empty. And so I think you just have a much better setup for high school football in Canton.
All right, let's bring Aaron Cassidy in here. And Aaron, one of the questions I asked in our first segment with the broadcasters who joined us then, as we look ahead to the games coming up this weekend up in Canton, playoff games you covered this year, maybe give me one or two games that really stood out from the games you called this year.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to call probably my favorite game was probably Orange and Liberty. I had an opportunity to call them on Spectrum, and it was just you knew Liberty, once they started getting hot defensively, they were going to be really, really good. And then Orange and Levi Davis and what he was able to do. That was just a back and forth. Probably one of the best, I would say, in the last 10 years, environments I've been in as far as crowd and the noise. At one point, the press box shaking when the interception happens at the end and Orange seals it. It's rare that you get that great of an environment. And so that was one of my favorite games to call. And then Orange, of course, what they've done, and defensively, they don't get enough credit. Everyone talks about Davis and the offense and what they could do, but man, defensively, they are so good.
Todd Bell, same question to you. You covered a lot of high school football this fall in the playoffs. What stood out to you?
Yeah, you know, it's always fun to cover an Upper Arlington team coached by Justin Buttermore, because they always seem to be outmanned when it comes to the players on the field. But what he and his staff do is always fantastic. And they gave Pickerington Central everything they could handle around three game, I believe it was. And, you know, a fake punt with 7 minutes to go in the game deep in their own territory. Pick Central didn't get it. And then all of a sudden they're down six. They get the ball late, and they drive down the field behind Rocco Williams, who's a Mr. Football Ohio candidate. They score a touchdown, make the extra point, and win 17-16. To watch a coach at Pick Central and Coach LaMonaco have trust in his defense to go for a fake punt from his own 24-yard line with 7 minutes to go down by 3 points was pretty gutsy, and then to see his team rally and win was a lot of fun.
David Wilson, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. There's a team that's going to play for the Division 7 title that will take on St. Henry. And St. Henry's the team that, of course, knocked off Marion Local, ending that 76-game winning streak and five straight state championships. But Jeromesville-Hillsdale, they lost that state title game last year 74-0. And yet they're back once again playing for the state championship. And I think that's really – when you look at this, that's one of the great stories about this tournament, I would have to think. I mean, you lose something 74-0, it might be hard to bounce back, but those kids are back and playing for a state championship. That's a heck of a story, I think.
Yeah, it's right here in my area. They have had a tremendous run with this senior class. I think 57 wins, something of that nature. It's crazy what they've been able to do. I think 14 playoff wins in their career. So, you know, and they lost week 10 to lose their, you know, undefeated season. And then they've bounced back in the postseason. They've just kind of steamrolled everybody. And I guarantee you, they probably wanted to have a parade when St. Henry knocked off Marion Local, because
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah, it gave them a chance, I think. But, you know, now you got to contend with the team that pulled that upset.
Todd Bell, David Wilson, Aaron Cassidy. Gentlemen, always a pleasure. We'll see you in Canton this week.
All right, Marty, thanks.
Thank you, Marty.
And again, thanks to Todd Bell, David Wilson, and Aaron Cassidy, and all the broadcasters for taking part in our Football Broadcasters Roundtable. That will do it for a look at this week's state championship games. Let's step aside for these messages from the OHSAA, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA, wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the championship edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister. As you get ready for this weekend's title games, please check out the state championships coverage at OHSA.org for the schedule as well as previews of all 14 teams. A limited number of all-session tickets are available as well as single-game tickets at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club and a youth football team ticket package. Of course, Spectrum News One, the official television partner of the OHSAA, and will cover all seven state championship games, starting with the Division II title game on Thursday night. Spectrum's live TV coverage will also be streamed to the Spectrum app and the OHSAA.tv site. And don't forget as well, too, coverage all across the OHSAA radio network and our affiliates all across the great state of Ohio. We thank you for being with us for this edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show and with us throughout the postseason as we got you up to date on all the exciting action that is Ohio high school football. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. This show has been produced by Tim Streed and by Adam Dell. Thank you for being with us for this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.